Penguin Random House Audio presents A Christmas Duet by Debbie Maycomber. Read for you by Andy Arndt. Christmas 2024. Dear friends, I'm excited to share this holiday story with you, my readers, mainly because I had such fun writing it. Long ago, I came to understand the special link between the reader and the author. In some ways, I consider it almost a spiritual connection. I know if I laugh, you'll laugh, and if I weep, there will be tears in your eyes, too. And most important, if I put my heart on the page, it links with yours. Another reason I'm excited is because our friend Rhett Palmer has contributed his song lyrics. The Very Merry Christmas song might be familiar, as it was played in the movie Call Me Mrs. Miracle. As always, it brings me joy to hear from my readers. You can reach me through all the media outlets and my website. If you prefer to write, my mailing address is P.O. Box 1458, Port Orchard, Washington, 98366. And now, my friends, have yourself a very Merry Christmas. Debbie Maycomber. To two loyal friends who have supported me and my ideas through the years, Lois Dyer and Rose Marie Harris. Chapter 1. Haley Morgan's doorbell chimed, and she hurried to answer, eager for her best friend to arrive. This was the last day of school before the holiday break, and Haley was more than ready to celebrate. As teachers at George Washington High School, Haley and Catherine Stockton were set for a girls' night. They'd debated about going out, but in the end decided simply relaxing at home sounded like a far better idea. Haley had offered to host. She had heavily spiked eggnog at the ready and would follow up with popcorn later for the Christmas movie. Catherine was ordering the pizza. Throwing open her apartment door, Haley greeted her friend with a hug.
"Free at last!" she squealed. "Has any school day ever seemed so long?"
"It lasted forever," Catherine said and groaned as she removed her hat and coat and tossed them over the arm of the chair. The two had worked at the high school for 3 years. They'd been hired at the same time and quickly became fast friends.
"You got the eggnog?" Catherine asked.
"All accounted for," Haley assured her.
"The pizza is ordered for delivery." She paused and glanced at the time. "At any minute."
Just then the doorbell chimed. Catherine opened it, took the pizza box from the teenage driver, and passed along a generous tip.
"Thank you,"
she said, and promptly closed the door. Haley got out the paper plates and red pepper flakes. Among so many other similarities, they both shared a love of spicy food. Slouching down on the sofa side by side, they indulged in the Hawaiian pizza, too busy enjoying their dinner to talk. After a few moments, Catherine paused between bites.
"I take it your day was as hectic as mine."
"As bad or worse," Haley said with a heavy sigh.
The music students had their minds on anything but schoolwork. Even her band class had been chaotic, with everyone anxious for the school day to end. The teens had been watching the clock, counting down the minutes, which was exactly what Haley had done. Catherine taught American history, and Haley could well imagine her friend's day. In the best of times, it was hard to control the classroom full of hormone-enhanced teenagers, glued to their cell phones and posting on social media. With vacation looming and Christmas in the air, it had become nearly impossible for a teacher to hold their attention. It had become especially hard for Haley after the band's holiday performance earlier in the week.
"We survived," Haley reminded Catherine.
"Barely," Catherine added.
When they finished, Haley took their dirty plates into the kitchen. Catherine followed her, opened the refrigerator, and brought out the rum and eggnog mix.
"What those little hellions didn't realize was that I was as anxious to get out of school as they were."
"Amen, sister."
The two returned to the sofa and Haley relaxed, bringing up her knees and bracing her feet against the edge of the coffee table.
She brushed a strand of her long brown hair behind her ear. "Which movie do you want to watch first?" she asked.
"You pick,"
Catherine said with a wave of her hand. "I'm too exhausted to think." "How about Love Actually?" That was one of Haley's all-time favorites.
"Sure."
Catherine settled into the sofa as she sampled the eggnog. Reaching for the remote, Haley queued up the movie. Mentally exhausted as she was, her thoughts went every which direction. Her day had been nothing but drama with her students. The only thing that had kept her sane was this silly melody that had been bouncing around in her head. The tune hadn't left her alone for several days now, to the point that it was all she could hear. This was the way it had been from the time she'd been in grade school. Music was the language of her heart, and composing it gave her a sense of joy unlike anything else. Even as a child, Haley had gone to sleep only to dream up melodies and then the lyrics. Writing songs was as much a part of her as breathing. She'd started piano lessons in first grade after her mother had been unable to tear her away from the keyboard at church. In all, she played 6 instruments, some better than others. Each one filled a need in her, a desire to create. She'd loved her piano teacher and hated it when the family had moved a year later. Her father's job as a pharmaceutical salesman had required several moves during Haley and her sister Daisy's childhood. As the assistant band director, Haley enjoyed sharing her enthusiasm with her students. They inspired her. Her dream, however, was to one day support herself as a songwriter. Halfway through the movie, Catherine reached for the remote and paused it. "Did I mention my parents arranged a ski vacation for the entire family at Whistler?" she asked, her eyes dancing with delight. Haley grinned. "Only about 20 times. It's going to be incredible. And the best part is that Sean will be joining us on the 26th. Sean was Catherine's current love interest. Over the 3 years Haley had known her, she'd watched her friend drift in and out of relationships. This time, though, was different. Sean had lasted longer than any of Catherine's previous relationships. Haley was pleased for her friend and wished her every happiness. "He's spending Christmas with his family and then driving up to Whistler." "I didn't know he skied," Haley commented. "He hasn't since high school. It says a lot that he's willing to take it up again so he can spend time with me and my family."
"That it does," Haley agreed.
"Is Zach still bugging you?" Catherine asked. Haley wanted to grind her teeth in frustration. She'd dated Zach all through college, and Haley, and her parents too, had assumed Zach would propose following graduation. Instead of a wedding proposal, he'd dumped her. 3 years later, out of the blue, he'd reached out, wanting to reconnect. Haley wasn't interested. Zach, however, didn't seem to be getting the message.
"Can you believe this? He sent a text suggesting he'd join my family for Christmas."
"What?" Catherine was as shocked as Haley had been. "After what he did to you, he has the audacity to invite himself to your family Christmas."
To be fair, Zach hadn't technically dumped her, although he might as well have. Following graduation, when she was expecting a marriage proposal, they'd had the talk. Before he was willing to make a commitment, the ever-practical Zach wanted to be sure they both were on the same page regarding the future and wanted the same things. That made sense, and Haley had been pleased he'd taken the idea of marriage seriously. Instead, their discussion turned out to be a kick in the gut. Zach wanted Haley to be realistic about her career choice. It was all fine and good that she liked to write music, according to Zach, but there wasn't a glimmer of hope that she had what it took to make it big. He pointed out that while she had a pleasant singing voice, it wasn't good enough to garner her the attention she would need. Too many others were far more talented than she could ever hope to be. Haley accepted the fact that she wasn't another Adele or Taylor Swift, and that was fine. It was the songs she wrote and intended to sell. Songwriting was her gift, not performing. She didn't argue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?